In our previous year, we began the discussion of what we learn in our Gemara. Kol tam chokam shayim and darvish shmu b'fiv oylem haza svasav doiv vois bekever. The shaylas tshuvas divrechayim, actually the Magen Avraham in Sim Kuf Nun Vav, Arachayim Sif Kotten Beis, says that if you don't say kol shayin oyim darvish shayim oyim roi, if somebody doesn't repeat properly in the name of who he heard something, he's over a lav. And the Achroinim explain that the lav, he's over, is like sigzoil, like sassy. It's stealing, it's hasogus kavul. And so too says the Devrechayim, the Shalos Tshuvos Devrechayim, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Memtes. The Shalos Tshuvos Mram Shik in Yerudei Sim Kuf Nun Vav asks, if that's the case, so why doesn't our Gemara mention that you overlay Sigzel? And therefore, he says that although, as our Gemara, and we already began mentioning in our previous year, speaks of how important it is to say a Dover B'Shem Omroi, we cannot say that you overlay Sigzel. The Chalkus Yaakov and Oyer Chaim Shalos Tshuvos Chalkus Yaakov Oyer Chaim Simen Memvov, going back to a point that we made in our previous year in the name of the Yaros Devash, that the Yaros Devash pointed out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, who gives the schar, of course knows who said what, says the Chalkus Yaakov, that doesn't change the reality that if somebody said Dover B'Shem, did not say Dover B'Shem Oimroi, that he's over like six of like Sasek. Because by not mentioning his name, you're taking away the covet, the honor that he's deserving. And the Shalos Tshuvos Chalkus Yaakov points out that that's passable. A person could get covet even after he's no longer in this world. Just like the Gemara teaches us, that one is obligated to give cover to his parents after they pass away. And therefore, by not saying the Dvar Halacha, the Shem Omroi, you're taking away that cover, and therefore he steals his overlay sigzel. But what it comes out, according to the Chalkus Yaakov, unlike what we said in our previous year, there will be a nafkamina. Because according to the Yaros Devash that we quoted in our previous year, Dover B'Shem Omroi is specifically applicable by a Dvar Halacha. For as we explained in the name of the Yaros Devash, when you're saying a Dvar Halacha, there's a point in mentioning who said the Dvar Halacha because it helps establish that the Halacha is that way. But if it's not a Dvar Halacha, so it's not a situation where we're necessarily trying to establish a specific halacha that maybe it's not required. But here, according to the explanation of Chalkus Yaakov, where it's an issue of taking away his covet, it may be very different. Based on this Gemara, there are those that suggest that we know that many people go to Kivrei Tzadikim. So there are those that suggest that the minhag ha'olam is that when they go to Kivrei Tzadikim, they say Tehillim, they are mispalel. Maybe what's most appropriate to do when they go to Kivrei Tzadikim is to learn Divrei Torah that tzaddik said, because like that, source of Dov Vos Bekever. I saw a number of beautiful pshatim. We know that the pasuk says, Adam ki yomus ba'oil. So the Gemara always explains that pasuk ain't the very Torah miskaimim el b'mishim mei mesachsmai. Torah could only be successful by somebody who's ready to be mois and nefesh for Torah. But the Sefer Masi Cheshiv explains what it means is Adam ki yomus. You have a person
Hukiyamus, he's no longer in this world. He passed away. But Ba'oil, he could still remain in the Oil HaTorah when you say over Divrei Torah in his name. I saw that the Sar Sholem from Bells says that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Moves v'chayim biyad loshen. What does that mean? That biyad loshen, the loshen, can continue speaking b'chayim, obviously when a person is alive, but even moves, when he's no longer alive, the loshen could continue speaking by us saying the Torah in the name of the person who passed in his name. There's a pasuk that we quote, a pasuk in Mishlei, that says, V'akitzoysa hisisisecha. So, Rav Dushinsky Zatzal explains, and this is why this pasuk is specifically mentioned by when we make a siyum, because as we finish learning a mesechta or whatever, so we mentioned so many times when we learned that mesechta, the names of the individual, names of people who are no longer here. And what we're saying is, V'kitzoysa, when we're mentioning the names of these individuals who are no longer here, V'kitzoysa, we're waking them up, Hisisisecha, by saying Divrei Torah in their name. I saw a vort from the Satmar Rebbe. He asks a very interesting question. We know that the Gemara mentions many times, La'olam yasak adam b'tayra shloy l'shma, shebetach shloy l'shma, ba'al l'shma. So ask the Satmar Rebbe that unfortunately all too often we find people that learn Tayra shloy l'shma and they remain by the shloy l'shma. But doesn't the Gemara say shebetach shloy l'shma, ba'al l'shma? So the Satmar Rebbe says, well, maybe the Gemara means to say shebetach shloy l'shma. If you say if you're learning Torah Shloi Lishma, and maybe you're going to remain at that point where saying Divrei Torah Shloi Lishma. Ba'al Lishma, but you're saying over Divrei Torah in the name of people who learned Torah Lishma. And by you saying over Divrei Torah in the name of people who learned Torah Lishma, that Torah now gets that category of Torah Lishma, even though you didn't learn it Lishma. I saw the Mefarshim also explain. Now we can understand what we say. Our Gemara says that the basis for this halacha is from David HaMelech, a guru b'alecha olamim. That's why, specifically regarding David HaMelech, we say David HaMelech Yisrael chai v'kayim. The Sefer Kesonis R says this is the explanation of the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that says Tzadikim Afilu B'Misasim, Tzadikim even when they're no longer alive, Kruyim Chayim, because we say over Divrei Torah in their name, it's as if they're still alive. The Sefer Chassidim says Kol, and this is in Siman Reish Chof Dalet, Kol Omer Dover Shmuel Mipiem. If you say over a Dvar Halacha in the name of people who are no longer here, says the Sefer Chassidim, Hei mispalalim alav shom ba'olam haba, those tzaddikim daven for you in the olam haba, melitzim toiv alav, and they become melitza yish toiv for the people who mention their Divrei Torah by name. I saw that once there was a yeshiva bacher who came to meet Ramey Shapiro. And he told over to Ramey Shapiro, he says, there's a mashal that asks a certain question. The Ramey Shapiro said, there is no such mashal. Not only so, and indeed, they weren't able to find that mashal. So Ramey Shapiro made a very sharp comment to that person. He says, what you did caused the Mashal to remain with an open mouth and standing on one foot. He explained that our Gemara says that Kol Oymer Dov B'Shem Oymer Mevi Gula Lo. We know that the Chazal teach us that Kol Oymer Dov B'Shem Oymer Mevi Gula Lo Olam. So when you said over, when you started saying something in the name of the Mashal, so Mashal opened his mouth, Sfasav Dov Voice Bekever, and he started walking to bring the Gula. And then when it turned out that there is no Mashal, you left the Mashal standing that way. The pasuk we say every day, Leman yirbu yumechem ve'venechem al adoma shenishba Hashem avasechem losis lohem k'me shmayim al oretz. So I saw from Aaron Belzer, the pasuk says in Kehelis, k'mas v'chesh v'das v'chochma b'shol atahoylech shama. Pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that after a person leaves the world, he can no longer do mitzvahs, he can no longer do ma'asim toivim. As the Gemara Masechta Erevin teaches us, Hayoyim la'asoysom u'mochal l'kabel scharam. So a person, as long as he's in this world, he could still do mitzvahs, learn Torah, but afterwards, he no longer can do so. However, if the person, even after he's not here, there's divrei Torah that said that are said in his name, and as our Gemara says, Sfasov Dovos Bekamer. So then, even after he's not here, that he's still doing mitzvahs, and that's why we say the pasuk says we say three times a day. We should teach our children Torah. Because you know what you accomplish when you teach people Torah? You accomplish the Leman Yirbu Yumechem Vevenechem Al Adoma Kimei Shemayim Al Oretz. That even after you're not in this world anymore, the Divrei Torah that you say continue to live on, and by that you continue to live on.